He worked and studied standing at a high bookkeeper's desk. As a gentle hint, Mother made him a present of an armchair, but he banished it to the garden. Beneath these imperious traits, Father was warm-hearted and generous to a fault. He was humble, too, in his own way. He hated snobbery, and although his wealth and achievements placed him alongside the great of this world, he never became the least pretentious. He had an almost sacred love for flowers and animals. I shall never forget the day I plucked a bud from one of his rose bushes. He led me out into the garden and showed me the various roses. "The bud you picked," he said earnestly, "will die in a vase in a day or two. If you had left it on the bush, you could have watched it slowly attain complete perfection." To this day, almost 70 years later, I hesitate to cut a flower.